Dino, Dave, Dina Talley, our producer extraordinaire, has done a great job on this show, as he always does.
Oh, thank
and
you.
He's going to read a tweet. Before we do that, we just want to thank real quick, want to thank Jason Campbell for being in here, and thank the Browns PR staff for bringing him into the studio. Of course, Jameer Howerton, thank you. Chris Obanaya, thank you. And on the phone with us was Brian Baldinger. We thank him. We thank everybody. We thank Carly McCord for being in the studio here tweeting. She's going to be doing the Browns wrap that will be posted later on ClevelandBrowns.com. Check out the great stuff there also by Matt Florjancic. Yours truly will have a column posted there a little bit later. All right, Dave, quick tweet.
Real quick, from Scott Carter. Do teams get more serious as we get closer to the trade deadline? We're only about an hour or so away. Like the Patriots, 49ers, et cetera, those types of teams.
It heats up. The closer you get to the deadline, not unlike a lot of other deals that are made under the gun. Yes. Wholeheartedly. So.
Yeah, right now they're saying the Denver Broncos are the ones going after Jared Allen.
Who's saying that?
A lot of people are saying
just
that.
People?
Adam Schefter saying that.
Oh, all right.
Gil Brandt said that as well.
My buddy
Word
Gil.
On the street.
Your buddy Gil.
Word on the street is, hey, they're going to trade him. All right, so it was a fun show. I enjoyed this immensely for a football Tuesday, a so-called off day. It was pretty on for an off day. Wouldn't you agree with me?
I thought it was a great day. It was a double on day.
All right, we're going to do
on
this
on.
Again tomorrow.
And on and on.
Hooley and Gerard are next, and we will be back with you again tomorrow. Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford. Here we go, Brownies. Oh. Here we go.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.